for sure it's the Lord who purposed and directed all things. What a comfort to be one of the people amongst the many elected sinners that the Lord elected to be drawn to himself and have this time in gathering. So we never take it for granted. It's by the grace of God and it's a gift from the Lord. Let us open our Bibles, that is from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 12, verse 25, going downwards. First Kings chapter 12 verse 25
downwards.
I will start reading up to verse 33 in Brother John Forsuth. I'll be reading two verses after another. 25-26, then Jeroboam built Shechem in Mount Ephraim and dwelt therein, and went out from thence at Beth Peniel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, now shall the kingdom return to the house of David.
25-26, Natulukamo, na manga penweri, ndipo Yerobiamu ananena mutima mwache, ufumu uzabweranso kunyumba ya Davide.
27-28. If these people go up to do sacrifice in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then shall the heart of these people turn again unto their Lord, even unto Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, king of Judah. Whereupon the king took counsel and made two calves of gold and said unto them, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt.
27-28. Anthu awa akamakwera kuuka apereka nsembe ku nyumba ya Yehova mu Yerusalemu. Pamenepo mitima ya anthu awa idzatembenukirazo kwa mbuye wawo, kwa Rehabiamu mfumu ya Yuda. Ndipo adzandipa na adzabwezanso kwa Rehabiamu mfumu ya Yuda. Potero mfumu inakhala uko, napanga ana ang'ombe awiri agolidi na ati kwa iwo. Kukulemesani kubwera ku Yerusalemu, tapenya na Israeli inu, mirungu yanu imene inakutulusani dziko la Igupto.
29-30. And he set the one in Bethel and the other put in Dan. And this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan.
29-30. Ndipo anayimika mmodzi ku Betheli, nayimika wina ku Dani, koma chinthu ichi chinasandulika chimo.
And 31-32. And he made an house of high places, and made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of Levi. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the eighth month, on the 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Judah. And he offered upon the altar, so did he in Bethel, sacrificing unto the calves that he had made. And he blessed in Bethel the priests of the high places which he had made.
Iye anamanga nyumba za misanje na alonga anduwaja vya kari ansembe osadana aleviyai. Ndipo Yerobiamu anaiza majerero amwezi wachisanu ndi chitatu, siku la kumi ndi chisanu la mwezi olingana ndi majerero aja aku Yuda. Na apereka nsembe, baguwa la nsembe, anatero mbeteri na wapira nsembe, ana angombe aja ana wabanga, na iga mbedeli ansembe anisa anje imene ana imanga.
33. So he offered upon the altar which he had made in Bethel, the 15th day of the 8th month, even in the month which he had devised of his own heart, and ordained a feast unto the children of Israel, and he offered upon the altar and burnt ashes.
Siku la kumi ndi chisanu la mwezi wa chisanu ndi chitatu, mwezi umene ana ulingalira mtima mwa yeka, na waikira ana Israeli majerero, na vereka nsembe, na fukiza zonunkira.
May the good Lord bless the leading of his word.
Ambuwa mwino adalise kwenye kwa mawake.
The title of the message of today is For the Cause Was From the Lord. And this title is not just coming from the mind of myself, it is coming from verse 15 of 1 Kings chapter 12 that we are reading. Verse 15 of chapter 12, it says, Wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from the Lord. That underline that word as the title of the message, for the cause was from the Lord, that he might perform his saying, which the Lord spake by Ahijah the Shilonite unto Jeroboam the son of Nebat.
Chifuwa mga maona mufu verse 15 ya kukulimetu kwele ngali, akuti, potero mfumu sina mvela tuho, pakuti kusinta uku kunachokira kwa Yehova. Ndiye musuke mawa minone na kuti kusinta uku kunachokira kwa Yehova, kipasuto ndiye mungu wa utenga wa sikuwa lero. Kuti, akaka zikise mawa mene Yehova, ana ninesa ahira wa kusito kwa Yerobiamu mwana wa Nebati.
When you go down and look unto what happened in this chapter 12 of 1 Kings, you can see like it's complicated, but it is exercising the will of God.
Because
the genesis of what we are talking about starts on verse 12 when Rehoboam went to Shechem, verse 1 of 1 Kings chapter 12, whereby it says, And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel were come to Shechem to make him king.
Rehoboam
was a son of Nebat, and during the reign of King Solomon, there was some issues with King Solomon, and he left for Egypt for security reasons, so that he should be secured from King Solomon. Egypt was the only place that Rehoboam looked it as a secured place whereby he might be protected from King Solomon. So verse 3 of chapter 12, he says that they went and called him, and Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came and spake unto Rehoboam, saying it.
Ndipo Yerobiamu ndi msonkhano wonse wa Israeli anaza Here
there is two names, looks like they are similar, because we are talking about Rehoboam and Jeroboam. Rehoboam was a son to King Solomon, while Jeroboam is the one that I'm talking about that left for Egypt. So when King Solomon died, Jeroboam came back to this area so that he should be living with his people. But still more, Jeroboam had issues in his heart, and he took those issues to Rehoboam, the king by that time, the son of Solomon king. Because the 6th of chapter 12 of 1 Kings, it says, and King Rehoboam consulted the old man that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, and said, how do you advise that I may answer these people? Jeroboam went to Rehoboam the king with issues to sort out. What are the issues that Jeroboam went to Rehoboam? On verse 4, we see that Jeroboam is speaking a concern, like he loves the people, while he is not the one to love the people, because it's God who loves his word. Because verse 4 it says, thy father made our yoke grievous, that is King Solomon. Now therefore make thou the grievous service of thy father, and his heavy yoke which he put upon us, righter, and we will serve thee. Like he loves the people, he has the concern, he has the heart with the people. When Rehoboam became a king to this of Jews, Judah, he had the advisors, the same advisors that were with his father, King Solomon. So Rehoboam went to the advice to seek an advice of how to work out upon the matter. Because the servant, it says, and they spake unto him, saying, if thou wilt be a servant unto these people this day, and will serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be thy servants forever. Meaning, this advice, they had the same thing that was in the heart of Jeroboam, like loving the people.
Chifwa tika wanapavesha sebe na kuti, ndivo iyo anamuza kuti, kunena tu madoda aja anzirwa omulangiza aja muka kala inu mtumiki wa antu awaliru ndiku watu migira ndiku wakayanka ndiku kamba na oma uoko oma sono iyo azakala chikarili atumikianu kuwene kazone na kuti ulangiza kena kutu pungu nena na pereka akulu akulu awa unali ofana na kwambi ndu pungu jona ni mtima mwairo biyamone kangata wako ndatu.
So you can see that it's not the thing that was with Jeroboam alone, but even the entire people, the entire group company was having the same thing of loving the people I put there.
Ndiyo mtu kuhona kutena kuti chintu ichi chimwene chimaga maga chila mkula yeropi yangu mamazubari hapi yangu si kuti jina alisha mtima mwage mokai kumanga kare so atuose anali ndi mtima umweo kupati kizapo azilangiza amfuko anali ndi bakalizo mwe uoma oneka kati kuti ndi mtima wa chikondi pamina anali akonyenga.
Rehoboam believed and trusted the advice that was with his father Solomon.
Ndiyo hapi ya mu, ana kukulubilira, ndiku eme kezera ba zangizia za rewa kee Solomon.
But here we see another thing new that comes in the mind of Rehoboam after given the advice from these counselors that was with his father Solomon.
Kumadu hapa, tukukona sopano chituchina cha chile mdo, chikine chukone kachime chila ni mutima wale hapi yamu. Pambuyo kwa kumva kavena pambuyo pofusi na kwazi na ngizi, ada te wake, amena malangiza Solomon.
Those verse 8 says, but he forsook the counsel of the old men, which they had given him, and consulted with the young men that were grown up with him, and which stood before him.
Chifamu vese ya iti, akuti kwa maie, analeka upungu wa mandolao, umene ana mupangirao.
So the question might be, what makes Rehoboam to turn back to the young men to give him an advice?
Ndiyo kuyamari sopano Rehoboam amene anakatembenuka kutoka kwa akulu akulu mandodaja ndikukaya ngana sopano kwa chinyamata azinzaki kuti amlangize.
The question might be what makes him have that spirit of turning back to the young man.
Ndiyo mwina fuso kubalekana kuti kuti hina mpangisa yeyo kuti mpaka makanizo wake atembenuke kukaya ngana no kwa chinyamata kutintende amlangize chinali chani.
Because we can see that the old men are the exact people to give Rehoboam the good advice from experience.
But
he's coming away from this old men and clinging to the young men, that seems everything to be like they have no other experience, everything is new to them.
Amene kwa hiyo hondiana, ndipo chichose kwa hiyo hondiachi leno, sana kare mo kumiwazi, nukatizimene zozo, kumandikumena paka fusa no marangizo.
Verse 9 it says, and he said unto them, what counsel give ye that we may answer these people who have spoken to me, saying, make a yoke which thy father did put upon us lighter? He's asking the young man.
Bamene muvese ya nende akuti, nati kwa hiyo, kwa di inu, mundibangile mwanji, kuti tiangi anfawa, ama nduza ine, kuti, mufebuze,
now let us look to the response that is coming from the young men. That is verse 10. And the young men that were grown up with him spake unto him, saying, that shall thou speak unto these people that spake unto thee, saying, thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it lighter unto us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, my little finger shall be thicker than thy father's loin. 11. And now whereas my father did lead you with a heavy yoke, how added to your yoke, my father has chastened it, you with whips, but has chastened you with scorpions. Everything advanced.
Ndinotaona ndisopano yangu imene achinyamata amene Rehabi ya mwana wafuza amene anamuyankhira pa verse 10. Ndinachinyamata anzake ananena naye. Nati muzitero ndi anthu awa adalambula nanu nati atewanu analemesa kugonira pa inu mutipeuze limenelo muzitero nawo. Kanese wanga sasa nchuno mwa atatewanga. Ndipo tsopano kupeza atatewanga anakusenzani kuti olemera ine ndizaonjezerapo pa kugonirani ndisikoti koma ine ndakwapulani ndizinkhanira kusenza kunena kuti chilichonse kwa iwe chimamvekano chabwino chothekera.
Now Rehoboam took the counsel from the young men instead picking the counsel from the experienced people, that is the old men.
Rehoboam anatenga uphungu wa chinyamata kusiya uphungu wathu akuluakulu achamerana mpangira koyamba.
Now Jeroboam met with Rehoboam, and Rehoboam responded to them with the negative mind that these people were expecting that Rehoboam would answer them. Because Jeroboam was expecting that his plea would be answered with much consideration. Now, when Jeroboam heard the response, he organized, he accompanied the people and met together and made another thing quite contrary to what Rehoboam was expecting that Jeroboam would do.
Zino pakuya paku mayanko ili imene Rehoboam wana muyanka Jeroboam. Jeroboam anapanga chitu china ndiye kusonkhanisa anthu ndi kuwachitira chitu china chosiyana chimene ngakhale Rehoboam samayembekezera kuti Jeroboam mangakhale. It is finished.
Because verse 14 says, and spoke to them after the counsel of men, of young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, and I will add to your yoke. My father also chastened you with whips, but I will chasten you with scorpions. Look, verse 15 that I was saying. Wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from the Lord, that he might perform his saying which the Lord spake by Ahijah, the Shilonite, unto Jeroboam, the son of Nabat.
Atatiwanga analemesa kugoliramu koma ine ndizaonjezerapo kugoliranu. Atatiwanga anakukwapulani ndizikoti koma ine ndizakukwapulani ndizinkhalira. Ndiye tsono taonani mu verse ya 15 imene ndimalankhula za imeneyi. Potero mfumu sinamvera anthuwo pakuti kusintha uku kunachokera kwa Yehova kuti akhazikitse mawu ache amene Yehova ananenesa Ahiya wakusintiro kwa Jeroboam mwana wa Nebati.
Here we see that the Lord already spoke of this in advance before Rehoboam come up with an answer given by the young men about this kind of advice. And when Jeroboam heard this, he mobilized all the Israelites and agreed that they should make him a king. So Jeroboam was appointed to be the king of the Israelites. While Rehoboam continued to be the king of Judah.
Mamene Rehabiamu anapitiliza hata kukala.
You can see that now Jeroboam became the king of 10 tribes of Israel. While Judah is only two, while Rehabiam is only host to two tribes. Because verse 19 it says, so Israel rebelled against the house of David until this day, which means there was now a separation between Rehabiam and Jeroboam. Don't forget that we read in the Bible that our God is the God of Israel. When we say our God is the God of Israel, we are talking about the God of Jacob, Abraham, Isaac. So this division, because verse 15 says, for the cause was from the Lord, it means it's God who made this kind of division, that Jeroboam should have the 10, should have another group, and Rehabiam should have another group. Only two tribes. And when Jeroboam became a king, Rehabiam had to fight with Jeroboam. But God advised Rehabiam not to fight with Jeroboam. We look it on verse 24, whereby it says, thus saith the Lord, he shall not go up nor fight against your brethren, the children of Israel. Return every man to his house, for this thing is from me again, for the cause was from the Lord. They are therefore to the word of the Lord, and returning to depart according to the word of God. For the cause was from the Lord. It's God who made that there should be separation. Our God is the God of separation, the God of division. He will divide the people. He will divide the erect from an erect. He made everything according to his will, for it pleased God to bruise his dear son. Because when we read Isaiah chapter 50, verse 10, it says, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make him so an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pressure of the Lord shall prosper in his home.
Verse 10. kukondweleza Yehova chizakula mmanja mwache.
When they said for the cause was from the Lord, it's God who said to advise. The old people should have an advice. The young men should have an advice. Before Jeroboam went to Rehoboam, there were already the advice already made from the young people, young men, and the old people. Before Jeroboam went to Rehoboam, the Lord already made an advice and put to the young men and the old people. Which means there was nothing new that happened without the Lord determining it before the foundation of the world. Because when we read Acts chapter 2 verse
23
says, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Here we see the delivered and the determinate counsel of the foreknowledge of God. Which means there is nothing new to God. Everything happened according to his determinate counsel and his foreknowledge. According to his determinate counsel and foreknowledge, he made others to be elected, others and
elected.
According to his determinate counsel and foreknowledge, he made others to be the saints, others to be the sinners, others to be gods, others to be sheep. To be a sheep, it's God who made it from the beginning, and the same with gods. You never make a decision to be a sheep or make a decision to be God. You born sheep, you grow sheep, you end up sheep. Same with God. When we are preaching this gospel of Jesus Christ, the crucified one, never expect this gospel to correct all the people. It's not a collective message. It's the message that is very solitary that will divide the people. So the plan that was with Jeroboam was like he loves the people. It's God who brings that kind of heart, like loving heart, so that he should bring the division. He should take out others from Rehoboam.
Sabara Mawa to be in his home of Pozola to be in the Kuya.